The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
You are listening to Cocholo Chronicles.
The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
You're kidding.
The donut lady has other stuff too. The donut lady has napkins.
I'm scared as hell.
And now, on with the show!
Now?
From
song New... was written by Fred Ebb and John Cantor.
Shut up!
That's just a piece of the pie!
I couldn't have said it better!
It's a theater with a lot of pow. A P-O-W, I mean pow. And now it's time to put the pow right now. P-O-W, that means pow.
Pow.
Is that him? Here he comes for the first time in My 2K plus 14. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show. Now in its 37th year. I know it only seems like 37 years. Cotolo Chronicles, that's me. I'm going to be chronicling. This is what goes on as we move into... I don't know, what is this? The first 15 years would be what? 15, 30, 45, 60? Was this the first 7th or 8th? I don't even know. I can tell the man. The Bard of Broadcasting, that's me. Netarati, Couple Surfers, Netaholics, and Infomaniacs. Here we go again is indeed the phrase we should use. We never thought we'd be here, but we're here, and we're going to make the best of it. And regardless of trying to make the best of it, we got Gia Jaguar, probably the Jet, the Dez. 2000, you never know. You never know. Just stay with us. Be curious, Yellow. As we move into, I don't know what kind of a year, hopefully a full one. Let's hope for that. Full year, complete.
Oh,
Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Welcome to the 14th year of the new millennium. And me here, I used to think when I was a kid, I used to say to be 50, wow, you know, when the century turned over. Here we are 14 years after the century turned over, a new century. Woo, think of all the people who will not, think of people born today. Think about those, there were a couple of pair of kids. No, four would be a quartet of kids. You really don't say a quartet of kids, really, do you? No, two sets of twins were born on either side of the year. I saw this on the news. That's a fascinating thing, which means twins, we're twins, and we have two different birthdays, two different years. We were born a year apart. We're twins, and you know how that happens, of course. That's even I could do that math. They're born on, one's born on, one drops. They don't literally drop. Horses drop, calves drop, animals drop from their moms. Although some people really do believe that I dropped from my mom. Or as the old tale went, there was an old story about me when I came out, because my mother held on so tight, that when finally her body couldn't take it anymore, it spat me out, and that the doctor had an assistant on the other side of the delivery room with a big catcher's mitt, because my mother, there was so much pressure that I popped out, and they caught me with a catcher's mitt, and luckily it was enough, the umbilical cord was long enough to do that. Otherwise, I would have bounced back and went right back in. What a horror show that would have been. Certainly for the people at Mamamity's Hospital, I'm sure. Not necessarily for me. I don't know. And then later on, my uncle said to me, when I was, I don't remember any of this. I'm told this stuff. You don't remember any of your stuff being born, do you? Oh, if you do, you're an exceptional human being. And I happen to think you're an exceptional human being anyway, if you're listening to this show. But if we don't remember this stuff, later on my uncle said to me, in a moment of love, compassion, and familial respect, he said to me, you know, Frankie, he said, when you were born, your mother threw away the baby and raised the afterbirth. So that's me. Isn't that a delightful thing to remember when you're a child, to hear that from because you have to know what is the afterbirth anyway. My name is Frank Cotolo, and the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and this show is Cotolo Chronicles. And as we do every beginning of every year, since God knows when, because we're not keeping track, so maybe he's keeping track since he knows everything, he with a capital H, Mr. Jiggy Jaguar, will be with us here. I'm going to be very tough on him today on this show, because I think that we've really come, not have only we come a long way that we're here, but if you read the blog and the blurb on Facebook about what we're going to talk about, I mean, this is amazing. You know, I'll be very tough on those who love radio and still try to do radio out there. The Dez will probably drop by because he simply has nowhere else to go, and this is the one opportunity he will have to be on a show in a year. I love the guy, but he's like, that's what I love about him. He's a fine character when he's sober. But no, I'm serious about this. I don't mean to say that because I don't know him, never met him, nor have I met Jiggy, though I've seen him move. I've never seen the Dez move, you know, because there's no videos of the Dez. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we are here and opening up this year. And as I said last week, and have said the week before that, because for some reason or another, we've been booking this show in advance, people, as if it was going to end somewhere in the middle of 2014. 2014. Yeah, can you say 2014? No, you have to say 20. Here we are with, he's already calling. Look at this. Right, he's already calling. Okay, I'm not even through the initial stuff here, but the jigster wants to be on and wants to be involved with this because he just can't stay away. So I let him in.
If your phone lines were open,
right. My phone line was open, so I let him in. So let me go through this, and you could kind of be like the A-Man Charlie in the back as I do this.
That's
okay,
fine. I'll be your Ed McMahon, and I'll go.
I hope you could do better than be my Ed McMahon. Be my the Dez.
Well, then I am about a whole bunch of six packs short.
The Jiggy Jaguar, one of the rare people on the face of this earth with the first name The.
Exactly.
We're having next week. So this is the Jiggy Jaguar that does a radio show that we do to open up the year. And what I really love about doing this show at the beginning of the year is that, you know, after you hear the show, it can only get better.
Exactly.
Not that Jiggy and I are not chemistry together, for God's sakes. This is like, you know, we're like this is like the Thursday night zoo, I guess, right?
It's like, I always like to say the new Rowan and Martin. I'm waiting for Goldie Hawn to pop out of a door.
Been waiting for Goldie Hawn to pop out of a door for a decade now. Okay, listen here. Next week, speaking of comedy, as if we were, the Comedy Cavalcade. This is going to be a hilarious show, I think. If it's not, then I'm wrong. But we're going to have here a good old Jeremy Long, who's a stand-up comedian. Ben Noel, who's a sharp young kid who says funny things. He's going to be here. My old partner and joke writing partner, Tom Savino, will be here, and I will be here. This is like, and we're going to have like a joke seminar. So you may not learn how to write jokes or read jokes, as we did once before when we did a joke show. Most people would think the show's a joke. That's not what I mean. I mean that we're going to have a lot of fun talking jokes, and we're going to go through. You're going to have, this is a good show for you next week on January 9th to pop in a smoke or a drink or something that gets you. A smoke and drink or what have you. Hey, listen to this. Then the week after that, boy, you're going to want to be here for this one. And I still can't believe Steve Olscher wants to be on this show again, but he does. And I love him for it.
Steve Olscher.
Steve Olscher. Yeah. His book is called What Is Your What? What is your what? And we'll be talking about that. And Steve's, you know what he is? He's like, do you know Tony Robbins? Is that his name, Jake?
Yes.
You know him, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know him personally.
No.
I've heard the name, as they say.
You've taken his course, haven't you? The 12 Steps to Greatness? No. No, I guess you have. Yeah, you did. You just didn't get past step two. Okay.
That's why I only made it 49 on Talkers Magazine Frontier 50.
He's going to be, that's right, you were only number 49. How many were there? 50?
The cut, baby.
50?
50.
Steve Olscher, Olsher, is a serious man. Seriously makes his business telling people. He's not a life coach. He's a, he's just, I don't know, but he's one of these guys who pumps you up. And I always think to myself, and this is a horrible thing to think, I always think that there are the people in audiences of smart, and he's a smart guy, you know? I mean, these are smart guys. But I just see people, and I've gone to these seminars, and believe me, I've been kicked out of these seminars for asking questions. But anyway, I can't imagine what people go in there, these people who sit there with these vacant looks on their faces and these vacant thoughts and these vacant things, because he has to tell them, get off, whatever it is, you know, get off your seat, go do something in life. I don't understand that, and that's why I didn't think he'd ever be on again, because I thought when he was on last time, that I was confronting him, you know, about this. Do you have people like that on your show? Because I know wrestlers, you know, wrestlers.
I try to kiss as much ass as I can to my guests.
You know, I didn't want to say that, but
every once in a while, I do have someone that I confront. We've had some interesting folks on in the past.
Yeah, but you have as far as kissing ass on your show. I mean, aside from Nikita and here Kitty Kitty, whose ass I would genuinely love to kiss.
What a doodle!
Aside from that, I don't understand. How do you do some of these things? You send me. Let me tell everyone else before I go to the rest of January, because this is hilarious. I know this
we're gonna do a little look behind the curtain.
Well, this is also a very therapeutic show. Okay, this yearly get together.
Hey, I kind of look at this as like a radio colonic.
those are the kind of thoughts that go through when you listen to the Jiggy Jaguar show.
That's right.
Jiggy sends me these things because he is, and I want to ask you about that too. You're actively some kind of agent or PR guy or something now. You have a company, don't you?
Well, I don't really have a company. I have, a lot of people who want to get on my show. And so there's a lot of times where
and the ones you don't want, you send to me? The ones you don't want, you send
all over the place, get bang for their buck. And there's a lot of people that come through that I think would be fabulous for your show. And then there's a lot of people that I think, Frank really doesn't give a crap about these guys. And you end up talking to them like Steve Oeschler.
Well Steve.
What?
Well, okay, what is your what? Is your what? Once in a while.
There's a guy I had on one time, and when you had your Kennedy assassination show, I think he would have been perfect. He wrote a story. He did research and everything, and he wrote a story about the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Him?
But he wrote it from the perspective, this guy had written this book from the perspective of aliens.
Aliens.
He's a real serious guy. We had him on the Daily Show that I do, and we talked to him, and then I decided to have him on our Sunday show. And of course, as we all know, the Sunday show is a little bit strange, where we have our porn stars and we have all our rappers and all these people. And my co-host that day, Israel, Izreal, mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the country. Mm-hmm. He insulted this guy, and the guy got angry. But I think he would have been fun for your show, or like the horseshoe guy, the guy that made the horseshoes. Yeah,
the problem is that I could these people eventually. I mean, in the course of 2 hours. I mean, maybe if I had like one guest an hour. I mean, to keep these people going, and they don't want to go down my rabbit holes because let's face it, they can't withstand 2 hours. That's number one. Number two, some of these topics just are,
they're garbage.
Well, they're so pedestrian that it makes me feel like, and I'm not being pejorative to you because you do your show, but it makes me feel like I'm just doing one of those, I'm the host and I'm going to sit there and go, Cleveland, Ohio, hello. You know? And that's not what I do.
I wish I had that problem of being able to go to Cleveland, Ohio.
That's not what I do. And it's never awesome. What I've done, and it's not why I came back to alternative broadcast, why I came back to broadcasting at all to do. So once in a while I'll have these guys on, and I know I'm going to have some kind of spirited conversation at least once. See, that's what I mean. Because I've had a couple of people who will not come back on. In fact, they've written nasty letters to me and said things like, you know, you're terrible, you're horrible, you're rude, you're this, that, and the other thing. And they don't understand. You see, the problem is these people, a lot of these people, I can't talk for every one of them. Yes, I can, but I'd be making it up. The thing is that they take it so seriously. They're promoting a book, and some of it is too timely. You know, I mean, some of the stuff you like the...
Yes.
I mean, you know, you do one, you know how many books there are out there about Kennedy assassination? I'm going to do one show, and everybody's doing it. It's on every stinking talk show in the world because it's
official. It's like Obamacare. Everybody's doing Obamacare.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary, so everybody's doing it. So we did it a different way, to do it once, but that's it. You know, so everybody's, I don't want to do what everybody's doing. And, that's one of the reasons I have you on. No less than Dez.
There's a lot of things that we will talk about in the 2 hours tonight. We will talk about all sorts of things relating to broadcasting. At some point, I hope that you share your thoughts as everybody is talking about Bob Grant passing away today.
What do you say? He died?
Yes, he died today.
This is a man I worked with, and he died.
Yes.
I worked with Bob Grant.
Talkers Magazine, because that's how I found out
did
about
that happen to me. How old was he? He was 90-something. What?
It said that,
do you have a delay?
A little bit.
Okay. All right. That's why I'm trying to get – I'm trying not to talk over you. So
Bob Grant
died.
Dead at 84.
Oh, I thought he was older.
So.
Bob Grant, who I talked – I did almost an entire show on him once because he really is one of the – he was one of the foundations of this conservative talk show junk.
Yes.
And he, he chewed me at the first time I met him, and I never wanted to even talk to him again after that. I hated the guy. I hated him. He was so rude at WMCA. I worked at WMCA. He was so rude. He thought, anyway, he's dead. So I guess, you know, and that's what's great about dead people, right? Nobody ever gets up and goes, you know, let me tell you something about Bob Grant. That bastard that died today. That's why I refused to do anything when everybody was doing their Dick Clark, memorials. I just stayed away from the whole thing. I don't want to I didn't want to be, you know, my experiences were not the same. And Bob, I give him credit for his broadcasting prowess and for being a pioneer pioneering an army of a-holes who have now taken over AM radio. I think, is that what the A in AM stands for now? Asshole modulation.
He passed away on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
For what was being described as a brief illness.
Yeah, well,
he retired months ago after, from his weekend talk show that he did on WABC.
So Bob, oh wow, Bob bit the bullet. Well, he had a long...
Bit the bullet. That's classic Cotolo right there, baby.
He bit right through it. He had a long and glorious career. And they're not going to look back at us as that way. I mean, you know, hey, I've been objective.
Me, definitely not.
I was objective because I gave him credit for everything he did, even though he berated me in front of people. He was horrible. Made me feel like I was just a college guy, and made me feel like I could never be at all in broadcasting. And yet. You know, CGC, there were people like that, and there were people like Barry Farber, who I had on the show.
Yes.
Barry.
I still talk to Barry every once in a while. He's a good guy.
Not just a good guy, but he's also, you know, he's a flaming conservative also, but he's so well-rounded compared to Bob Grant. Yeah. And he's such a gentleman. Bob Grant was a gruff, old bastard.
I had him on my show, yes, to say the least. He was,
he was an old bastard in the 70s.
Well, I was so excited when I had him on the show because Barry had told me, he's like, oh, I'll get him on. Yeah. And we had him on and his hearing was going and I was trying to ask him all sorts of questions and it just was not happening. And I'm reminded of the Cotolo soundboard when at one point I wanted to just say, just get him off.
I told everyone this years ago, before it got in style again. But he used to end his show, and I always remember he'd end his show with two words, no matter what. He used to play at the top of the news is coming up, and then he would change his voice and he would go, "Get Gaddafi."
I know.
That's how he ended his show. Get Gaddafi.
Well, and I finally did.
yes, and I was always wondering, what he said. After that, or did he not say anything, or did he even remember the old bastard?
Get Gaddafi.
And back in those days, that's in the 70s. I mean, in 72, to be saying that, you had to be way ahead of your time.
Yes.
To be shouting out names of terrorists and stuff. Anyway, well, Bob's gone, and we go on. And this, I think it probably is a landmark situation for this particular show. But let me finish this up here because we all started with Steve Olsher. We'll be back on January 16th, and he's going to talk about his new book. What is your what? What is your what? What was that recently? Someone just sent him. Oh, yeah, I know. Can you see this? The Des, I got a note on Skype. Can you see this?
I hope that we are allowed to, like, have a little bit of a conversation before he comes in and just wrecks the place.
Do you want to tell him that we can, oh, he didn't, I got to write back to him? What do I do?
I at some point he's going to try to call in.
And you can't do that, though.
Just go absolutely bonkers. And my thing is I wanted to get your thoughts on the way radio is and the fact that, supposedly, the FCC is going to do AM revitalization.
Okay, we will get into that as soon as that.
But at some point, I do want to get Des on because I want to slam him about his hero, Art Bell.
I'm going to tell him this. Yeah, okay, listen. I'm going to tell him this. Yeah, listen for a bit. Why does everybody have to know what I'm writing? Because they'll know that, because they're all waiting on, they're on the edge of their seats.
They're all waiting. Well, you write them and I'll stall.
Go ahead, stall.
We've got Cotolo Chronicles here. Of course, I am fascinated that Frank has me on each and every year to deal with all the shenanigans that is, that is me. Because with me, of course, I always bring my trusty Cotolo Chronicles soundboard,
and that's a wonderful thing to have, because I am a good clotter or whatever.
That's right.
You know, and then he says, "I will sit back and listen." He says to me, "The Des says I will sit back and listen." So I said, "Okay, listen for a while, then we'll get you on. I'll figure out how to add you to the call." So just sit there. Wait for a cue. So just and then here's what he writes. He writes, I said I will sit back and listen. He's going to talk back to me on top. He's calling now. And then he goes, I am calling now. Well, we're not getting in now.
He said, pay attention. Good
no,
Lord.
No. Oh, just kidding. Okay. Okay. All right. So he's done for now. Then let me go on here. Speaking of conservative radio, this monumental thing is going to happen. John Matthews, who does the radio show, I think it's called The Radio Show or The Show or something like that, has been on my show and I've been on his show. He is he's diametrically opposed to everything I live and breathe to do. There's not an opinion I have. If there's something I like, he doesn't like it. We are the quintessential left and right in that respect, at least. Although I don't consider myself a left, but he does. But that's what the right does, because that's what defines them. Here's the point. We agree on something very, very, very dynamic in today's world, considering conservative and liberal reporting and media. So we're going to talk about that on his show on February 5th on his show, which takes place sometime in the afternoon on a Wednesday. And then continue that conversation on my show. It's kind of a cross promotional thing. That'll be February 5th and February 6th. On January 23rd, Dr. Popoli may be here. And on January 30th, if William Paisley has the balls to come back, yeah, he's going to come back with all of his positive messages, which I will, just obviously knock down with every single. He's a great guy, but I mean, really. So that's why I didn't think though, but he's got a good, if you got a sense of humor, you don't have to make what I say or make, and I don't put these people down. I just have a very light opinion of all this stuff. And they take that personally. You understand? So he might be back. So this takes us all the way to February 13th, where I might have Eva Moon on. And Eva Moon, of course, she's
the moon, light the effing candles.
Yeah, The Mutant Diaries, Unzipping My Jeans, is the name of a project she's got on Kickstarter. It's a theater project that she's been successfully taking around the country and maybe even the world, if I have my geography correct. And it's a theater project by Eva Moon. It's a one-woman musical comedy all about women facing personal challenges like cancer and divorce and what, jobs? I don't know. Whatever else women. I don't know what they face, because I am not a woman. I'm not even a number of women. I'm not
a woman.
A woman. I am not. I have a missing rib because of them. But you know, I more identify with Alex, the super smart parrot, who died.
Alex Jones.
No, Alex, the super mark, the African gray parrot who died recently. And who I have so much respect for, this parrot whose dying words were, "You be good. See you tomorrow. I love you." Yes.
The hell, Bobby.
I know. Just keep reminding people of that. So that takes us up through February 13th, and on God knows what goes on after that, because he keeps track of these things and I don't. So now we're going to go to Jiggy Jaguar, whose name, real name, I will not. Although everybody knows your real name.
Everybody kind of knows my real name at this point. I'm trying to have like a Eric Mancow moment where,
I've heard Mancow, but I can't relate totally to that particular statement you made, but okay. You want, Eric Mancow? What's his real name?
Eric Mahler is his actual name.
Mancow.
But for millions of years, he's been known as Mancow.
Mancow, yeah. Isn't that bull?
Cow is now, all that stuff.
Mancow. Isn't that bull? Isn't bull a Mancow?
Bull is a guy from Night Court, last I knew.
Bull. Mancow. What's a Mancow? There is no such thing as a man cow.
He said that he started being man cow, and then he was supposed to be a shock jock guy, and mm-hmm. then he ended up becoming a crazy right wing conservative all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know why? Because he had to sell advertising and stuff, and that's what's going on with AM radio. Because nobody, you know, if you are not that kind of a person, and you don't see things that way, because these, you know, everybody preaches to the choir. If you don't see that, and that's not a member, you're not a member of that club. You're not listening to radio, probably almost at all.
Well, see, AM radio.
Are we going into the subject now? Is this
we might
going
as well on? Get into AM radio.
Okay, tell me, talk about what you were going to talk about, and I'll add.
AM radio is about a year ago, one of my buddies, JoJo, we might as well put names to faces and faces to names and all that shenanigans. My buddy JoJo, he is like, I don't know what his deal is, but he always keeps up on what the FCC is doing. And apparently the Federal Communications Commission decided that instead of grouping and grabbing all of the AM signals and selling them to the cell phone companies, they're going to revitalize AM radio. So they're trying to encourage local ownership and all sorts of things. I think it's BS.
Well, that's not even very detailed. That's not even very thorough. What do you mean? What is revitalize? What are they going to do?
They're wanting people. They're wanting local people to start buying up AM radio signals and starting their own AM radio stations.
But what good is that going to do if these people cannot get the advertising?
Well, that too. That's the, and I think what's going on.
I know what's going on. Here's what's going on. Obama wants to take over all the AM stations. That's it.
I think what's going on is that radio, and I've said this a million times, and a guy who does an internet radio show, I wonder where he got that idea from, by the name of Tom Likas.
Yeah.
He hates radio probably more than I hate regular radio. Brick and mortar radio for the Cotolo fans out there. I use that term all the time, brick and mortar.
And you should.
But he hates AM radio more than I do. And radio is dying. It's too bad because you made a lot of money for a lot of years with Wolfman Jack. I never made any money, but what's this? I got to close that radio loyalty thing. It's going to start playing ads. But
you wouldn't want that.
Basically, what's going on is that AM radio and regular radio, brick and mortar radio, is on its way out. Like, for instance, they put Rush Limbaugh on in what was it? They moved his signal in Los Angeles. He's now on a staticky AM station out there. Okay, what's going to happen is within his contract, when it's up and he gets ready to sign a new one, they're going to sit him down and they're going to say, well, you haven't been producing the ratings. Well, of course, because none of his people can hear him. So then they're going to be able to jip him on the money that
does he syndicate himself or see
no,
who's
he?
He
still works for Clear Channel. He still works for Radio.
Okay. So, and you're saying that there are certain stations that are putting him on, what do you mean static? They put him way up on the dial?
Well, let me see.
Put him on 1780?
He's on like 710 talk out there in Los Angeles.
710 is that's low on the band. For those of you people who don't know anything about amplitude modulation, the lower you are on the band and this is the, you know, in the early numbers, 580, 620, 7, you know, the better. The stronger your reception is. If you're like, hey, it's me, and you know, the most fabulous talk show host of the world, Bill Megger on 1890. Believe nobody's listening.
Bill Handel.
Hey, yeah, Bill Handel. Yeah, they can't get you around the corner on 1890, but go ahead.
But that's basically what's going on is that him and Hannity are getting moved on all of these different stations. And, you know, I hope that they do well, but I think at some point
I don't. I don't hope they do well. I mean, and Rush, you know, Rush
you hope they don't do well. They all go away.
No, well, and you know, Rush has done everything he's going to do. It's all over for him. He's done it.
Yeah, it's done for him.
And he's done it. It's all over. Yeah, he's losing his hearing. And whatever's going on with him.
Hannity lost a whole bunch of stations fairly recently because Cumulus kicked him to the curb.
He's just a bad broadcaster and he does nothing. See, Rush, and I remember in the 80s when Rush came from Sacramento and he came from his own, and did this, and he reinvented this conservative thing because it was big back in it. You know, and that was, he saw his audience and he went out and got it, you know, and that's in that respect, he broke ground in AM talk radio. He didn't know where it was going or what have you, but he did it. Hannity just jumped on a bandwagon.
Hannity just was a fill-in, and then he got a show.
And he doesn't do anything. He doesn't say anything. He's so predictable. There is not. I don't understand why anybody would even want to have a cup of coffee with this guy.
Well, see, what's happened with Hannity is that Cumulus Radio, which is the second biggest radio company in the United States, they're in so that all these radio companies are into debt up to their eyeballs.
Really?
And,
well, they don't pay for those shows, though, so what's the big deal? That's the reason these shows are so easy to syndicate.
Well, Cumulus drops Hannity, and they instead replace him with their in-house afternoon person, which, of course, is you and I's favorite. I don't know really if he's a conservative host, but Michael Savage.
Yeah, he is. He earned his opinions. He's a smart guy. He's a doctor. He's a New York guy. He's got stories. Hannity does nothing except check his tie.
Recite talking points from the Republican Party.
Exactly. I mean, he's really seriously, and I don't care that this is going on around the world. I don't care if he wants to show me his paycheck and say, yeah, well, this is what I earn. I don't want to care if he wants to go fan for fan. But Sean, if you're out there, you're the luckiest man on the face of the earth to sit behind a mic, because you are the worst. The worst. God, I can't even.
They replaced Hannity with Savage, and then you've got this Mark Levin character who, in a lot of the bigger markets around the country, the guy is not even a blip on the radar screen.
I only know of him because once in a while, early in the morning, I'll put on, you know, IMUS on the Fox News Network. I'll go to sleep and back to sleep or what have you, but I leave that on there. But Fox Business, he does it on TV too, like he used to do on MSNBC.
Yep.
And he likes Levin, and he has Levin on and everything. And that guy is, wow, he's like sticking a finger in a socket.
Savage says he sounds like a Groucho Marx on acid.
Okay. You see what I mean? Yeah. And he's,
so whatever that means.
He is beyond abrasive. He gives abrasive a whole new definition.
I often refer to, whenever I have a Mark Levin story and we talk about him on my radio program, I often will play the theme music to the children's toy My Buddy in the background. And the only reason that I do that is because Hannity, whenever he gets on TV and he starts talking about how, well, conservative radio is being attacked, you know, me, Rush, and Mark Levin. And it's like, no one's ever attacking Mark Levin. No one cares.
Is he syndicated or is he just New York?
Mark Levin is syndicated by Cumulus Radio. Oh, he which is Cumulus. The people that own WABC and a bunch of other stations. Cumulus and Premier Radio, which is Clear Channel, fairly recently, when I say that they are into debt up to their eyeballs, they recently refinanced their debt on top of their debt that they owe on their debt. They're never going to get out of debt here.
we're completely solvent here at Cotolo Chronicles, and we have been for over here Y2K plus 14. Here we go with Jiggy Jaguar soon to come on. If you think, who knows? Maybe the Dez is the answer to the new wave. I don't know. I can't wait
to smack him over the head with his hero, with the news about his hero, Art Bell.
Well, what is the news? Is Art Bell now on satellite?
Okay.
Do you want to do this now or wait till he gets on?
Why don't we wait till he gets on?
Okay, so then.
I get like, you don't care about Art Bell because it's inside your mind. Eggman.
Well, I think the problem, and I'll tell Dez to his face, of course, if he wants to be serious about it, and the problem with everybody now is that they're all trying to be a more intense version of something or someone who already exists, and that's just watering down the entire hierarchy of what is driving AM radio now, which is talk, and it's conservative talk. It's not liberal talk because
they're kicking liberal people off of the radio all over the country.
And because they can't get any people to listen because liberal, that nobody listens. They don't listen to that. They're too busy catching up with the world as it is now, keeping up with it, fixing their smartphones, getting smartphones, programming their own stuff and everything because they are indeed progressive. And yet, you know, the conservative groups still want to, they want to use all the new gadgets. Okay. But for what? I don't know. And the great thing about, I think the greatest thing, I've said this forever, even before it was a major battle in philosophies, but the conservatives exist because they have the liberals to critique. Otherwise they'd have nothing to say.
They have nothing.
They have nothing. I mean, they have nothing because they, what are they going to do? Get on and say, boy, the Constitution is great, isn't it? Why don't, let's look at paragraph 3, article 4. It's like, what are they going to do? They do nothing. There's nothing. And I believe, in fact, I'll bet you dollars the donuts and you buy the donuts that,
yes,
that most of these conservatives.
That's a school line, and I use that all the time.
Good, really. Good. Take it. Pass it on. I'll bet you guys like Rush and all those other guys, I bet you they voted for Obama. They needed this guy in.
They voted for Barry.
They needed They needed
that
this stuff.
That might be the case.
And you know, I want to tell you something because I noticed this recently, and I don't know if I'm the first one to say it because I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but Glenn Beck is moving into a whole new thing. He sees what's coming, and he's moving into an entirely new paradigm.
He's a libertarian now.
He's moving into an area where he can stay away from the Republicans who are dying and stay away from the liberals who don't want him anyway.
Yes.
And he's looking now for this group, this exclusive group in the middle who will just sit and support him and talk about how what's wrong with all of them. And then they can be inclusive. And it is a fantastic marketing move. I still don't know. I never knew Glenn. I don't know him. I don't want to know him, but I would love to be able. Well, I would love to be able to take him aside and say, "Look, I would have tremendous respect for you if you told me you know this is all a bunch of crock and this is just your deal. This is who you're playing." But I got a feeling he really believes this junk, and that's what worries me.
Well, see, the problem with Glenn Beck is that a lot of his Blaze network that he has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's being funded by some of these think tanks.
Oh, is it?
So he gets some money from some of these think tanks. But he has acknowledged on several occasions on his show, and he's been on various other interview shows where he is trying to be this religious, libertarian bent kind of guy, and. If it works for him, that's cool.
Well, he needs to separate himself from what is failing around him, and he sees knows it.
Because you know, I like Michael Savage, but he's not going to get any ratings.
No, Michael's not going to be that. Michael can't do very well nationally because none of the real New York hard ass guys can, and that's why even Levin is going to have trouble anywhere else. People don't want to hear the way he broadcasts out there, and they can take Rush and they can take Sean because they just, you know, they're just white men in empty suits.
Then you've got Alex Jones who screams and yells at people and talks about conspiracies, which some of the stuff that he actually says, some of it actually has a grain of truth. But
well, all conspiracies have a grain of truth. I mean, that, you know, you build upon those things, but I don't know. It's sad. And what's really sad, and you know, if the audience changed, then radio could change. But the audience isn't changing. The audience, which of course is
the audience that's not allowed to call in on the air anymore. We can talk about that here in a minute too.
Really? The audience, you mean that's call-in shows and they don't call in?
If you notice, and if you notice on radio, for instance, Mark Levin, he talks to his phone screener. He talks to his producer. You've got Hannity, who has his producer and his phone screener. You have Rush, who corresponds with Bo Snerdly, who is his call screener. There was a memo, and I don't know which company. It was either Cumulus or Clear Channel. But they told a lot of the – this is a big thing that just happened fairly recently in the industry of radio. Don't put the callers on the air. Try to take as little calls as possible.
Really?
Because the audience is old people. And so they get on the air. And they're like, "Oh, Raj, I believe in everything that you say." Well, the advertisers hear that. And they're like, "Ugh, we're not getting the young people?" So they're leaving talk radio in droves and going either to sports radio or going to music. And so you see a lot of these syndicated shows where, like, Mark Levin will get on and he'll be like, well, what do you think about that, Mr. Producer? And it's like, who cares what your freaking producer is thinking? You need to be talking to the callers. And whenever they do put a caller on the air, they are always over maybe the age of 75. And that's fine. I'm not discriminating against people that are elderly calling into talk radio.
But these are people who have nothing to do, and they just want to talk. They don't even care about being on radio. They just want to...
Also...
Greg, I love you, and you're right, and this whole country's wrong, and then... Like, you know, remember, do you ever see the cartoon Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
You know his owner? That guy? That guy? Stupid dog!
Maybe Courage the Cowardly Dog's owner is one of these guys that...
He's the template. He's the template for these guys.
Well, something else that they do, too, which has become sort of a major debacle in radio fairly recently, is the some of these shows like Sean Hannity and not so much Levine or some of these other guys, but they have these callers that are, I guess you would say... rigged or stooges or patsies.
Ooh,
or I don't
shills.
Know what you would call
shills.
Them.
They're shills.
Well, they're hired people.
Yeah, they're shills.
That are called a day ahead of time, and they're like, well, you know, we might need you to call into Sean tomorrow between 2 and 3 Eastern, and this is what you're going to be talking about. And then what he'll do is he'll, you know, Sean will go to the phone, and be like, let's go to the phones. And then there'll be this guy on the other end. And the only reason I know about this is because, one, there was a memo that was leaked fairly recently, and it has kind of been a deal in talk radio. But at the same time, there's a guy that I know here in Kansas who is one of these callers. And he'll call up, and he'll be like, well, did you hear me on Sean Hannity's show yesterday? I happened to get on. And at one point, I asked him, I said, why are you? How do you keep getting on? This is a national show. How the hell is he taking a call from a guy in Kansas, in the middle of Kansas somewhere? Wow. Up by, like, Garden City or whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm one of these paid guys that is told to call in.
I didn't even know about that. That's, this is a,
Radio's falling apart, you know, for
Eustace,
instance.
Eustace, that's his name. I just got an email. Eustace, that's the name of Courage the Coward.
Eustace.
E-U. Is that how you pronounce it? Yeah, Eustace. His name is Eustace.
Mike Huckabee, the...
Mike Huckabee. Yeah, of course.
Who had a radio show.
What happened? He was supposed to be the next big rush. What happened to him?
Got into trouble. Well, nobody was listening. The first day of his show... He does this big long monologue about how he's here to, you know, do all the various things, you know, kick ass and chew bubble gum, and he's all out of bubble gum, you know, all these different things. And then he goes to the phones. And the first caller is this guy that goes, well, I'm so glad that you're on the air, you know, you're standing up for conservative values, and blah, 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 blah. Well, come to find out later, that first caller was his boss at Cumulus. And part of the reason why that got out is because he did his monologue, and then he went to the phones. Now, at no point did he ever give a phone number.
Wow. you know, Huckabee is, unlike a lot of other, even politicians, he's a very good speaker.
He's a great guy.
He speaks well. He doesn't even do what I just did. You know, he doesn't stop. He doesn't have a rhythm. He's got a very broadcast, academic broadcast voice. And even on his show, which thinks he does, he's always talking among, and he seems to be very good, but that way. But he was also, you know, long before he came onto the scene, I did a show and talked about him because he was like as big as Chris Christie once, you know.
Yes.
And I did this show about him and because it was like he could never be president because the names of presidents, I just remember the names of presidents. It could never be a Huckabee. President Huckabee that's a movie president. That's not a real president.
They used to call him Huckle Chuckle.
And he was gigantic and he gained some of the weight back if you notice, but not as much but he's another one. He's just outdated. Those people are just not going to make it into the next half of the century. It's all over for that whole.
Well, then we have the people who are trying to make their way into the new century, like
who?
Habis Smiley. He's a
That guy. Oh,
Habis Smiley.
Kevin Smiley.
He has a show still on PBS.
Oh, he's,
and this radio show. Well, then he was one of the first guys, one of the first major guys to be on this phone casting nonsense, this block talk radio. And on his first day, all the equipment failed halfway into his show.
You know what bothers me? There's a let me tell you something. I'll tell you, and this I believe this with a. I believe this firmly. I don't believe anything, but I really trust in this, what I'm going to say here. And I've said this before, but I'll be really detailed about it. Because you've been doing this for a long time, and I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. Well, I mean, however you've been doing it, okay? And what you do reflects the experience you've had. And, you know, this is not necessarily anything particular. I don't get on the air and talk about any particular side, conservative or liberal or liberal. We don't have any one, we don't have a driving theme, or an axe to grind or anything. Okay. But here's what bothers me. And, you know, it said, there's a scene in the first Jurassic Park where, Jeff Goldblum is talking to, Richard Attenborough, who played, I forgot the, professors, who is the guy with the guy who, you know, started it?
Yes,
that guy. I don't remember his character.
I want to say Professor Zelius, but that's a Planet of the Apes reference.
I don't remember his name. Professor Eustace. No, it's not Professor.
Right. Professor Eustace.
No, but he says to him, he says, the problem, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember. You go look at it. Oops, go find it on YouTube or something. The scene where he goes, the problem is you didn't earn. The information. You didn't earn what you've done. In other words, they took all these things about cloning and stuff and they made these dinosaurs. You didn't earn it. You took what a whole bunch of people said separately and you put it together and you didn't take the time to, you didn't earn it. And the thing about guys like, all of these guys, all of them, is that they come to the broadcasting, podium. And unlike Michael Savage, I'll even include, like, especially Michael Savage and our friend, Barry Farber, who earned, their way to have an opinion because they are indeed, they're scholars, they're people who have been around the world. They
earn their spot.
Farber can speak, you know, 20 languages. They're very intelligent. They're smart and they have specialized areas in their life. Savage is a doctor of nutrition or something too, you know?
Yep.
They're people who've done things and earned their way to sit down and have an opinion, okay? These other guys are just characters. They're gas bags. They don't have any right. They all come from radio when there's no more disc jockeys. When there's just no more, you can't be a disc jockey. They have to do something else because they have to be on radio. So they go with the next wave. The next wave that was pretty much sparked by Rush. Back in the early 80s, and bingo. And so they just, everybody caught on and went to the, and look at Mancow. I mean, you know, he wanted to be Howard Stern, right?
He wanted to be Stern, and then he had a show on WLS radio in Chicago, which got a pretty good ratings, but they, for whatever reason, dumped him.
Yeah.
And then he had a show on the weekends on WABC. Well, now he's got a reality show with his brother on the History Channel.
But on radio, he's leaned toward the screaming, shouting.
He's a conservative guy. You know, you bring up the thing about these hosts who were music guys, and then all of a sudden they became conservative guys. Glenn Beck is that way.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they're
experts, right?
Radio guys.
Yeah.
And he was calling up his radio rivals on the phone after their wives had miscarriages and teasing them.
Terrible things. Yeah.
They'd have the afternoon girl who'd gained some weight and he'd play Godzilla sound effects when he promoed her in the morning.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden he's Glenn Beck and he's building a city in the middle of Texas and trying to build
an amusement park. Yeah. You don't earn, and especially now Glenn is one of those cases where, you know, these guys who are like, I don't mean to, compare Glenn to serial killers, but you know, but listen, you know, they talk to serial, they,
has probably at some point.
No, but they talk to these serial killers who were in jail and all of a sudden they're these God-loving people. I found the Bible. I know I did wrong. I'm a why. God is with me. All of them, he's forgiven me. He's like, so you guys did not earn. That doesn't mean we can turn around and say, hey, cool, man. You didn't earn your way to this. You picked up a book that was there. You know, and you pick up that book before. They didn't earn their way into the, to the respect that they should have from an audience. It's a carnival show. And the fact that they believe it, the fact that they believe what they're doing and they feel they have a following. When you say you have a following, that means people don't just listen to you. It means people are influenced by you. Okay? They believe that. And, yes. You know, and then they put out books. How many books has Glenn, has he written a word of any of those books?
I don't think he's written a word of those books.
He gives his friend
a new book every freaking week, it seems like.
It's nuts. It's really, and who's he selling? You know, they're incestuous. They're like the water. My father used to say, you taught me when I was very young, you know how a water fountain works? He said, you know, a water fountain. I never thought of it. You mean a fountain? Yeah, it's a fountain. See how the water keeps going? You ever wonder? Because my father was a plumber. He says, it just uses the same water over and over again. You think the water's coming from somewhere. It's the same water over and over again. And I always thought about that later on. I was like, well, that's the same thing with all these incestuous audiences and stuff. These people, you know, they did the same thing over and over again. Same people.
Over and over again.
It's nothing new. There's nothing fresh. And they didn't earn their way into, they're not even, if they were brighter, because I would guarantee you that Michael Savage and Barry Farber probably have a broader demographic, you know, in terms of there are people who are younger, there are people who are more intelligent, there are college graduates and everything, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, there's a flim flam, and the only reason I refer to them as a flim flam is because they kicked me off after I insulted one of the hosts on the site. But there is a website called TalkStreamLive.com. And this site is run by some crackpot over there who, it's supposed to be like, it's pitched as topic-driven talk radio. And they have all these various people on there. You have, you know, your Levines and Glenn Becks and Herman Cain and all these guys. And, Michael Savage supposedly is the number one rated radio show host on the internet, according to their website. And so they constantly promote the fact that, well, Savage is number one. Savage is the number one most listened to radio show online. They don't have anything to prove this, but Savage often will quote them and be like, well, I'm the number one rated internet radio show. So, you know, he does have a demographic that is young people and older people.
Sure.
And sure. Everybody in between.
Sure. And, you know, we haven't even, I'm not going to bring it up, although I am. Obviously, I'm going to say something right now as we're going. But, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't want to mention it in terms of it being negative. I just don't belong wherever you put me there. But when I did that Talk X Radio thing.
Oh, yes, with Ed Till.
That's his name, Ed Till. Fine, you know, and there's Ed, and look, Ed, do what you got to do. Although Ed was trying
he's unhinged and out of his mind.
They were trying to put me into this particular. They had me on to put me into this category, and he was trying to paint me into some kind of corner, and he couldn't be, he didn't have any sense of humor. I had no idea it was going to be that.
He's just a loudmouth idiot.
Well, you know, all I'm saying is that
what he is.
Yeah, but I don't think he's any different than a lot of the others out there. He's just doing it another way or what have you. And he's just, again, here's the point. The point is that Ed Till, whatever his name, he's just doing what other people do. He's not doing anything original. He's not doing anything.
He doesn't connect with his audience.
I don't know his audience. I just have no idea why he would have me on unless he wanted to, what other people did, talk about some radio history and laugh about this, that, and the other thing. But to try to get me to, you know, you're an Obama guy. You're stinking no good. Run a party. It's like, what? I didn't come here for this. But the point is that the people who are doing that, and this is what I want to talk about later when Des comes here. And the people who were doing this on internet radio, see, this started out in the beginning because the people who came here who were people who couldn't get onto regular radio. A lot of them came here without any radio savoir-faire. And they just said, I could do radio. I can get in front of a mic and scream. And now that I could curse, I can do anything. And they were wrong. See, and that's why the podcast revolution died. Remember that? How did that die?
Oh, I remember. Well, if you pay attention to the industry, supposedly the podcast world is alive and well.
Well, yeah, but this is because of
by Adam Carolla.
Okay. yeah, but those people would.
Who's this other moron? Oh, Norm Pattis, who. Used to be the head of Westwood One. He now runs this company called Podcast One. So,
but those people wouldn't come near this medium in the beginning. You remember?
No, in the very beginning, they would have nothing to do with this. You had guys like Opie and Anthony who are on New York radio, and they're like, well, you know, the people that are broadcasting on the internet, they're just losers.
Yeah, exactly.
They're getting ready to leave XM Satellite Radio in November to go do their own podcast.
Yeah, because, it changed, and it changed exactly the way we thought it was going to change, although I tried to have some hope and thought that we would all merge. But that didn't work out. Jiggy Jag was with me here, and I have to do this regular type of things at the top of the hour. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little break. We're all going to go dispose of some bodily wastes and then continue to replenish our precious bodily fluids. We'll do a couple of little short commercials, and then we'll get the Dez on, and then I want to put him on the witness stand. On the witness stand. I'm going to put him on the stand and find out why the hell, as you do, Jig, right?
Yes.
You want to find out what's the deal? Why do you? Why would you even care? Why he doesn't want to be himself? Why does he just?
So I can hit him with this.
Why does he just want to be another Art Bell when we don't even need Art Bell? That's the question.
And XM Satellite Radio didn't need Art Bell.
Go to the bathroom, everyone, or get your drinks. So stay there, Jake. You don't have to hang up or anything. Just be quiet. Okay. I know that's hard too. Cotolo Chronicles right here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dying out. A new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo. Now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies and they only got together to make like one a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the Artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
This is the Jigman Freud, yes, better known as Jiggy Jaguar, reminding everyone within earshot that Frank Cotolo's new book, More Talk Memoirs, is now available at blurb.com. I know there is not one of you out there that ever trusts a word I say, but this time I mean it when I tell you that you will not be sorry. You're not going to be sorry when you buy and read More Talk Memoirs by Frank Cotolo. So go to blurb.com and buy a copy or two or more. You may regret knowing me, but you will never regret buying More Talk Memoirs.
Absolutely correct. Now available, I may add, and do add right now in digital form, $3.99. Molotov Memoirs. There's not a better bargain in the book world than that. And you take it from me. I wouldn't even hawk my own stuff if I didn't believe it. So find out about that. Also, A License to Skill, as you did, and Jiggy Jaguar is with us. And we're going to be including the one and the only, the Dez. You back, Jigs?
There we are.
There's the Jigs. He's back. What'd you do? Put yourself on mute?
Yes. You said something about I needed to shut the hell up.
You did well. You did well. Well, you know, you did well. You finally... Huh. Remember the old days when you had 13 computers and they were breaking down and this was
Oh, I still have the 13 computers.
And this was breaking down and that one was breaking down and this one didn't work and that one went on because we used to have so many convoluted ways to get attached. I found this thing says here. It says add people to the call. I'm going to do this right now. You ready?
Just add people to the call.
I'm going
to
get him on. Let's see if this works. It's under T for the. Dez, you guys and your buzz. Here, the Dez. Let's see. Add to call the Dez. Let's see what happens. Dez, there's you and him. Okay. So now should it be calling him?
Let's see.
I got here. Yeah, it should be calling you. Why
should
is
be calling him?
Add him to the call. Oh, it is. I think it's, but it's not. It's making those. It's put. Is that him, Dez? I guess so.
Jesus, there he is.
Oh, hey, you
okay, let's. Okay, use real words for a second, so we can see if we can hear. We can hear you. We can hear if we can hear you.
Let me make some adjustments.
Well, this works. Skype is progressing every single year. It gets better.
My friend at K-Rox Radio in Casper, Wyoming, always yells and screams whenever I talk about Skype. He's like, Skype was not used and meant for what people are using it on radio for. It was never meant for that. It was never developed for that.
Yeah. Well, sorry, whoever you are, Mr. Friend of... Grouchy friend of Jiggy
friend
Jaguar.
Of Jigman Fraud.
The Dez is here from his from where is that? The mental hospital in the where? Oh. What's the name of that place? You're always.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, talk.
Is it open?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you fine, but it sounds like my mic doesn't sound very good.
Just put it a little bit louder. You'll be fine. We can all hear you fine.
Okay. Anyway, I am broadcasting. From the basement of St. Mary's Baptist, Chronic Mental Institute.
There you go. That's his little joint. That's his theater. So you've been listening to what we're talking about, and let me ask you this first, Dez. What the hell are you doing? Are you on? Are you not on? I mean, we still haven't been able to figure 10 years now. We haven't been able to figure out when you're on. Are you on? What are you doing? What?
I love to schedule a show, but I end up never doing it.
Now, why is that?
Well, I really want to, but by the time it comes up to do it, I just don't really want to do it.
So you like preparing for it, is what you're saying. Well, what do you want to do when you do it? Do you want guests? What do you want to do?
The truth is to actually, I'm having audio's not good. Actually to do a real special is too complicated to do, so that's why I don't do it. I don't have the time to do it. I just can't get on and just start broadcasting because in about 2 minutes, if I don't have it scheduled out and all that stuff, in about 2 minutes, I don't have anything else to say. So I don't know.
Okay, but for the longest time, you
just get on and start talking and you keep on talking.
For the longest time, I remember the last time I was on his show, there was
the train wreck.
Did you hear that? When somebody else got on there too, and then everybody started playing these little stupid little sound bits.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was really late at night, and you were on, and I said, okay, I'll come on. And who was the guy who's always on there with you? Some guy calls in all the time. What's it?
Lee or 10 years ago?
No, it was earlier than 10 years ago. I mean, who was that guy? There was one guy who's always on. He does another show somewhere.
Gordon. No, another show.
Gordon?
Somewhere. I don't.
Anyway, so there were three of us there, and it was.
Here we go.
Yeah, no, it was a mess. But the reason, so then people are probably saying, okay, well, why are you and Jiggy, since you're on all the time and doing all this stuff and active, why did you bring the Dez on? If here's a guy, it's great, you're a great guest. Well, I want to do the show, but then I don't want to do it once I do it.
I get to 11 o'clock and I just don't want to do it anymore. That's the truth, man.
I understand. I believe you. That's the truth. Because you don't do it. So it must. But what did you want to do?
This is how it works. The Dash Show, when I actually used to do the Dash Show, I'd spend a little bit of time at least preparing for it, okay?
Yeah.
I'd have something to talk about, but I never did prepare for it, so I'd like to schedule it. The time would come up. I said, well, I don't have anything to talk about, so I just wouldn't do it.
If the Dez would let me take him under my wing and get him guests and get him on some stations,
it would be in the hospital.
It would be hilarious. He would be the biggest thing on the planet because people would tune in and be like, what the hell am I listening to?
You know, your character, I agree with him. It's the only reason I've been in contact all this time. The time you were on my show and I introduced you as, you know, the most brilliant broadcaster at all because he has nothing to say, doesn't want to say anything, and it's great. It's just, you actually represent...
That was always the best.
You represented this brilliant person who just did nothing, and when you were doing that, and when you were talking about nothing, and the fact that you were just there, you were making a great commentary on all of us. Certainly, not even the good ones, not even just the bad ones, but the good ones. But what always bothered me about you, Phil, let me finish this. What always bothered me is that you wanted to be another Art Bell, and you talked about Art Bell, and you did all this stuff about UFOs and things, and it's... Why?
Well, the basic philosophy of the Dash Show is to get people's attention, and that means getting that brain thinking. What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
The thing is that if you listen really hard, which most people don't do, you know, they just want to listen and enjoy it, but if you listen really hard to some of the things I say, you go, damn, I get it. You know, but nobody's going to listen.
Nobody's going to listen hard. That's correct. You're right. That is, it's too much to ask.
I know, and a lot of it just goes right over people's heads.
Well, tell us right now. We're all listening. Give us one thing you would say.
Okay.
That would make us go, wow. Think about that for a second.
Oh, see, now you're making me think.
Well, you know, it's a terrible thing, isn't it?
I just...
Let me try. Okay, let me try. Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
This is Cotolo Chronicles, by the way. The Dez is here, and of course, Jiggy Jaguar is here. The first show of, we hope, will be many in 2014. Go ahead.
I would love to do the Dash Show, but it's just, I would love to do it, but, you know.
But you just don't have it in you? Because nobody else has it in you, whatever the heck you're trying to do.
Well, Have you ever listened to one the time when I was talking? Well, see, I have to speak correctly so people can understand me.
Speak slowly. You got a unique voice. You had a unique voice. People either love it or hate it. That's a great voice.
I did one show when I was doing Insects of the Amazon.
Okay.
What are you laughing for?
Because that's what he does. He laughs. He's Jiggy Jaguar. People come on and go, Jiggy, I almost didn't make the show because I had 33 stitches across my face. And he starts laughing. See? Go ahead, Des.
Insects
of the Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Amazon is in South America. So that was just an educational bit. See, I just educated some people that didn't know that. Anyway. And I was talking about this new insect that was discovered in the Amazon in South America, south of North America. And it's called the fart winkle. No.
Go ahead.
The fart winkle. F-A-R-T winkle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dragonfly. And it's about the size of your hand. And it looks like a dragonfly. But why is it called the fart winkle?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you. It's not a rhetorical question.
I don't know. I mean, I could do an hour on why it might be called the fart winkle, but isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, no. What it does, that the fart winkle, how it works, is that it flies like a dragonfly, but it gathers its food from the ground, all the droppings of the monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
Monkeys, that's a funny word. Anyway, monkeys are...
Jesus Christ.
What? Anyway, the fart winkle, like a dragonfly, in the Amazon, in the South America, south of North America, will feed off of monkey droppings, okay? Mm-hmm. Now you're getting me laughing. And
this was your subject.
Oh. Anyway, briefly what it does. It digests monkey droppings.
Okay.
Digests.
Which is poop. And it builds up gas.
Okay.
In the abdomen, and it builds up, and after a night of feeding on monkey droppings, the way it flies is like it just poots out its butt,
mm-hmm,
to get a start and to get above the trees in the Amazon in South America, and then it keeps pooting, poot.
Yeah, this is like the Animal Planet on radio he's doing.
Right? And that show didn't go very well.
No. Why, do you think? Well, how long ago was that? Because didn't you meet him, Jig, because back in those, the Alta Vista, back in the old days when there was the...
God, he was
what did
doing
he do?
All sorts of crazy things. He was doing this Alternacast stuff.
That's it, Alternacast. I couldn't remember.
And he decided he wanted to create his own place where people could do their own show.
What did he do on Alternacast? Is that where you met him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you do on Alternacast, Des?
Hmm?
What did you do on Alternacast back in those days?
Oh, I pissed off Jiggy all the time.
And that's it? You just got on there to piss off Jiggy?
let me do this. I found a couple of clips here I want to play.
Okay. Let him play them.
One is the impression of him doing an impersonation of me.
Okay.
Got those archives.
Go ahead. Run that. Jiggy's got a...
Hurry up, Fartwinkle. That's Jiggy's new nickname, Fartwinkle.
Jiggy
names Fartwinkle Low. Okay.
You got it? Where'd he go?
He went to
one of his 10 computers that doesn't... He got it hooked up somehow and he can't...
Windows 95.
Windows 95. Jig?
I love that.
Hey, did that work?
No, we don't hear anything.
You didn't hear that?
No, we don't hear anything. What do you got hooked up here?
Bitch. Well, okay. No, that's not gonna work.
Don't
I
you
might
just
have to redo it.
Don't you just have a speaker? Can't you just play it through a speaker or something?
Well, I was playing it right off of the pod producer thing. I figured it would catch the first phone line.
No.
I produce it. Hi, this is 1988. Imitate Jiggy Jaguar.
I love that.
Is that it?
That's kind of what it is. The thing that I want to get Dez's thoughts on, and I want to get Frank's thoughts on this, is this Art Bell character. Art Bell. I just can't believe we're talking about Art Bell. He came back after a hiatus. He was on Sirius XM. He was on their station for maybe a week.
Oh, he's off now? He's not still on there?
He quit.
He quit?
Because he wanted XM and Sirius to provide the show for free to his listeners because they couldn't get on and figure it out, and they didn't want to buy it. So he wanted it for free on his website. And then he also was mad because the caller pool was low. And it's like, well, first of all, you've been gone for how many years? You've got to build an audience. And what's crazy about this is that he was getting paid $1,000 a week.
Really?
I know people in radio that are getting paid more than that. And I'm like, what is this guy's deal? Well, because he quit, he just basically told him, you know, stick it. He signed a 3-year contract with him. So God knows what's going to happen to the guy.
I have info.
What?
I have info.
You have a what?
The info on Art Bell.
Tell us about it. Tell us. What happened?
Exactly what Jiggy said. And then Art said he quit, but he's got a 2-year contract with Sirius or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He cannot broadcast anywhere.
He can't broadcast anywhere or do anything with anybody.
Right, but he's got his Dark Matters website where Keith Rowland has their radio. They got radio going on Dark Matters, but it doesn't include Art Bell until they can get that resolved. Then he's going to come back on that.
Yeah.
At least, but I'm serious, probably just sticking to it and won't let him come back to you.
Yeah, the whole subscription thing is so weird because what they're doing is they're buying his name because they know that there are still people out there who would listen to him, and therefore people would subscribe, right?
I actually got a 30-day free subscription to that and listened to Art Bell, but it's so boring I couldn't even handle it.
Hot and kettle, good God.
Art. Art Bell, the only time I ever heard him was the only time I could imagine ever listening to him. And only because, I thought that was a personal preference because as you guys might know or might remember, I worked with Long John Nebel many years ago and he was a personality. He was the original. He was filled with color and he had all those. He started out doing all that junk. Art Bell just comes on and he's a very normal guy just talking about these topics that have been dealt with over and over and over again.
Here's the exact reason why he left. Art Bell, the radio icon that joined Sirius XM on September 16th. Is leaving the air after just a month and a half. He left because Sirius XM's web player is notoriously unreliable, causing a loss of subscribers and degraded listening experience for those who remain in listening online. For a quote-unquote caller-driven show, the caller pool for Art's show is too small, and international listeners have no legitimate way to hear the show.
And he couldn't get guests? I mean, you don't have to rely on a caller-driven show. You got to get guests. You got to get people who will talk to you about these things. You can't just have people calling up. That guy, who's that guy on at night there? Who's on midnight to whatever syndicated?
George Norrie.
Yeah, that guy. George Norrie. He's like
George Norrie. You're calling east of the Rockies. You need to call.
And the guys talk to him. He gets these guys on. He goes, no, seriously, these guys are. I wrote a book, and seriously, there are radio waves that are attacking the brains of people who are in cities that begin with the letter A. And this guy's talking about it dead seriously. And George Norrie never questions any. He goes, isn't that something? So really, so he goes, no, nothing. He's nothing. But he does have a following. You know why? Nobody has challenged that show. Has anyone challenged that show? Is there another show that could come on syndicated?
There's a thing called, what is that? I'm sure Dez knows what it is. It's another one of these freaky deaky shows. God, what the hell is it called? Red Eye Radio or something or. I don't know. I'll have to look it up here.
Are they screaming at the liberals too? Is that what that's all about?
No, they're like a freaky deaky alien.
Oh, okay.
Type of show. Let me see here if I can find Revolution Radio is what they're called.
Do you know about that, Dez?
No, never heard of it.
Okay.
There's Revolution Radio, and then there's what the hell else? There's
Red Eye. That I think I've heard that Red Eye thing.
Yeah, Red Eye Radio.
So, Des, what do you feel in general? Do you feel this is all? I mean, okay, it was all done. You know, all these people came and they did this stuff, and you really can't continue this. I mean, that we're really changing into something. We don't even know what we're changing into at the moment, but the whole paradigm is shifting. We don't know what AM radio is going to do, but all that stuff is dead. How do you feel about all that?
These iPhones or something else. I mean, I go into any store, and everybody in there is just sitting there or looking at their iPhone, you know, going with their fingers going up, up, and left, left. I don't know what they're doing. What are they doing? I mean, everybody's so spending all the time on these stupid-ass iPhones. What's on the iPhones? I don't have one.
iPhones.
So are you saying that?
Not the smartphones, but the dumb phones. I mean,
Yeah, but what are you saying? What are you saying is that these are the people who used to listen or would be listening to radio? I mean, how does that reflect to what I was saying? Are you saying there's no audience anymore? What are you saying?
On the internet.
And there's him. He's laughing.
I just love it. I just love the Dez. He's fantastic. He doesn't finish a point. He just goes ahead and just laughs.
Well, I know what he was trying to get at, but I thought he could have been a clearer.
Because it just went over your head, Jig.
Yeah, there you go, huh? He got you that time, Jigster.
That's right. I got to get on that level. I'm getting there. I'll get there eventually.
But so, Dez, is that? I mean, maybe if I may just. If I may just bring up a suggestion that suggest a theory, which is, do you have this idea, you'd be on radio and you're a little bit excited, and then you get to go right in front of that microphone and you realize this is just dead. There's nothing. There's no one listening. There's no one there. I mean, why do I even care to do this? And you're excited about doing something that really can't be done because it's over.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, I suggested the wrong thing then. Okay, well, tell me what you feel then.
Well, what you and Jiggy can do is just turn that mic on and start talking until infinity. I turn that mic, you know, if I just turn the mic on and start talking, I can go, hello, this is Dez, and it's 2 o'clock.
And here's the Eggman.
Anything else to say?
Here's the Eggman.
If I sit down, you know, a couple hours during the day and prepare an hour or two show, I can do it. Because I guess I'm not liberal. I can't just pull it out of my feelings.
Well, that's what liberals do? They pull it out of their feelings? What are you saying? What does that have to do with being conservative?
I have to have it in front of me.
Okay.
I'm going to start with this and go with that.
Right.
And talk. And then I'm going to take a break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do this. It's all conservative control. It's all control. It's just do what the hell you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into politics, please.
You don't have to. It doesn't mean it. It means about as much as spaceships.
No, I mean, I'd love to do it, but I just have to spend. Getting an audience is, if you're going to be a talk show host, that's your biggest deal is to get audience. I mean, and then keep them. You know, that's where you spend all your time is making them say, I'm whatever.
Yeah, maybe you should have prepared for this show.
Whatever.
why are you at a loss for words? There's no, just say whatever the heck you mean, unless you've said it all.
I think if Dez, if we were to put Dez on,
you should listen to Jiggy.
Couple of these different stations.
What?
And just let him go for an hour.
You should, you should listen to Jiggy if you want to do this. You should at least try it.
I think he would be hilarious. The one thing that I've always have told Dez over and over and over and over and over, and he never listens, and that is set a plan, give it. Give it 6 months. Give it a year. Figure out a time that you want to do a show and do a show either every night or once a week or three times a week or something and give it a run And at the end of the run, if you decide, you know, I haven't had any listeners, I don't have any guests, I don't feel like I want to do this anymore, take off. But he'll start and stop and starts and stops and starts. And it's like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I know. I see him on Facebook and he says, I'm going to be broadcasting in 10 minutes. It's like, well, you know, that's the place to get everybody's attention. I'm sure that everybody on Facebook, and if you have friends and you got to be on their news feed as it is under those circumstances, I'm sure everybody just stops what they're doing when they find out you have announced that in the next 10 minutes you're going to be on. And then all they have to do,
exactly.
All they have to do is download four programs and
that's
they
right.
have to get readjust the settings of your computer and eventually you'll get to listen and then you can call in or fast blast them and you can, whatever. Oh, you don't have a fast blaster, get one, just download a fast blaster.
Oh, got that fixed.
But you see what I'm saying? So the fact that we imitate and make fun of you shows.
I've listened to you guys.
Huh?
You kept telling me change the format to MP3,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've changed the format to MP3, and it works with Macintosh, Chrome.
Yeah, just some of those things you were on were just nutty. I wasn't even going
to. I used to do it only on Internet Explorer, and everybody was like, nobody uses that shit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now I work with Mac.
The thing I don't understand with that, I don't get this. Like, for instance, okay, Frank is on. I don't know why we're even having this conversation.
Yeah.
But Frank is on.
Because it's a metaphor.
Thursday
I think it's a metaphor.
He's staked his claim. He's like a prospector. He's on Thursday nights. He's on for 2 hours, and that's all he does. And
put this show on Facebook.
I could get you a spot on a couple different internet stations right now that all you have to do is they give you the software, you tell people, hey, go to this website, they hit listen, it pops a player open, and they listen to your show. And you could be the biggest thing in the world. You could do a show 5 nights a week, you could do it once a week, you could do whatever. I think you would be a hit.
Okay. That's sad. Already set up.
All you want to do is you want to have one site where you want to congregate everybody over to this one site. You got to download all these programs and do all these settings and do all the shenanigans. It's like, what are you doing?
I've already got a site like that. All you got to do.
I know. That's why I'm just trying to figure out why we're still having this conversation after 10 years. This is the
10 years. he's a hard sell.
Here.
You're a hard sell, bud. Once a year, we put him on here once a year. And you're right, I do. Of course, I put my stuff on Facebook on my. But the point is, Jig, that Des, that is, you know, by now I have I just have listeners. I have people who listen. Hey, they listen on smartphones.
Yes.
I've been here from the beginning. You've been in and out and in and out and in and out. And we're just trying to tell you that we believe that. You could probably make a go of it if you want to. Maybe deep in, that's what I asked you that question. I think deep down inside, you don't want to do this because you know there's nothing here.
Wait a minute. What if I started broadcasting this, what we're doing right now, on that site, and you too see if you can?
Well, first of all, most people that are going to be paying attention, if me and Frank go over and listen to that site.
No.
If we listen to it on the air, they're going to hear us talking about that site on the air. So that's going to be absolutely useless.
Do we have to put on that? Go ahead.
Something that you don't understand here, Des, and it's sort of strange, but Frank has an exclusive agreement with a website. And so the only way you're going to hear his show right now is on that site. So we're not going to plug any other sites. Not gonna happen.
When look, I don't want to spend the rest of this show.
I know you're banging your hip against the wall.
I don't want to spend the rest of this show trying to convince Des to be on the radio. I want to know what he feels about, and that's why I turned it into this conversational piece. And that is, what do you, you said you couldn't listen to Art Bell when he was on. It was boring. You have trouble getting behind the mic and finding the fortitude or whatever it is to energize your character and do anything. You don't have the time, and you say you don't have the time and energy to prepare it. So what are we looking at with everybody else out there? Who, what do you feel? Do you listen to AM radio anymore? Do you listen to talk radio?
A little bit.
Yeah, you see? You see? And you consider yourself a conservative, so you could be listening to all the jerks that are talking about the same thing you're thinking. I mean, isn't that what you guys want? I mean, why don't you get any jollies from them as a listener?
Well, no, I do listen to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to local talk shows. I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh or or Sean Hannity, which I heard you earlier talking about these people, and it was very interesting what you said. What you said is that only conservatives listen to these people, and liberals don't listen because they're too busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're too busy walking down the Hallelujah Trail.
It don't make any sense at all.
Sure it does. It makes plenty of sense.
What are all the liberals doing if they're not listening to the radio?
Well, what are they doing? They're working. They're the ones who are walking around with smartphones and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, and what are they doing? They're doing business because there's business on there, and they're dealing with the present in a technical way. The people who are calling up on the Sean Hannity's and those shows like that are sitting around the house making tea. They're either collecting Social Security or they're collecting a pension. They're not doing anything, and they don't participate in anything except being the gas bag that the moderator is doing. And they buy hats and they buy T-shirts. And I'm like Rush Limbaugh. And that's the demographic.
I don't want to go political.
But all I'm telling you, we're just telling you what's going on. The liberals aren't sitting around listening. This is why radio is dead.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you want to go political, let me say this. All the conservatives are doing is sitting around listening to talk radio and watching Art Bunker on TV and trying to figure out the cheapest toilet paper they can buy. While all the liberal progressive people are running around on their smartphones and just buying green cars and stuff like that. Why aren't all these liberal progressive people green cars?
Go ahead, listen. Why aren't they what?
Doing something about the national debt.
Because it doesn't matter as much. Because all of the stuff that's being complained about and talked about has to do with why the liberals aren't doing something. But you guys aren't doing anything either. You're doing nothing.
The country goes to hell, do you?
What?
You don't care if the country's going to hell.
We don't. The country's not going to hell for the reasons that everybody says on your side.
What happened? What killed the Soviet Union? You got to know this. But you're too busy on your smartphone. You got to know the answer. Why did the Soviet Union?
But wait a second. What do you care? You sit in your goddamn basement. What do you do? Don't you see what I'm saying? You don't do anything. You don't do a damn thing. You sit in your basement and you say, the country's going to hell. I can say it too. I can say the country's not going to hell. But I don't do anything and I don't profess to do anything. You guys sit around and you spew out all this stuff about everybody is ruining the country. Meanwhile, the country goes on and moves on and you guys are all wrong. The church falls apart and everybody does what they have to do to make the world going. And then what do they do? What does the country do? When then a guy stands up and says, well, I'll change this by becoming president, nobody votes for him. So what the hell are you talking about?
It would be quiet.
So then,
and answer this question. Okay.
All right.
The question is a simple one.
Jesus.
What caused the Soviet Union, the communistic country, to fail? Simple question.
I'm stupid.
No,
I don't know.
You don't know.
Good. You tell me.
You say, I don't know, Des.
You tell me. I'm just stupid.
I don't take care about the fart week leader. Okay.
I'll answer that. Yeah, go ahead. You tell us all.
It failed because it went bankrupt. All right, and that was a strategic thing that in the 80s that our country did to them is to bankrupt the motherfuckers.
Okay, where did it go after it became bankrupt? What happened to it?
It broke up.
What happened to it? What happened to it? It went more capitalistic, didn't it? I mean, that was gone. The Soviet Union was gone. That did not work inside the global economy. So what did it do? It came to something that was closer to what we do. And who gave them the money to do it? We did. So what's so wrong about what's going on here?
Finish my non-emotional response.
Yeah, well. You just, I don't know.
Well, that is a very ignorant response that you just gave.
Okay.
Now, the United States is completely different from the Soviet Union was. It's 50 independent states and some other territories. Mm. If this country goes bankrupt, what the hell do you think is going to happen? We're going to become more capitalistic.
How can this? You don't even know how. You don't even tell me how it can go bankrupt. You people don't even, you don't say anything. You just say, we owe a lot. We're going over. We're going over the falls. It's all over. It's going to be over soon. And why? And why is it going to be over soon? Because of the liberals.
Calm down. Let's say that you personally.
Jiggy, help me out here.
Let's say Jiggy Jaguar.
I just gave up the Dez.
Jiggy Jaguar.
You see that? But you see what's happening here, Dez? You do want a show. You could have a flaming liberal on, and he'd be talking and screaming, and you'd be saying, listen, you're going to replace your garbage. And that would attract millions of conservatives.
Politics. I hate talking politics. But anyway,
okay. We don't have to talk politics. I'm just saying that if you wanted to do that, I just gave you an idea of how you could do it. Because you want to know something, Des? I told you. Listen, if you care about what you're talking about, then you're talking to the wrong person. Because I don't care. So
well,
you said, all right? And then when you tell me, well, I care about this country, and then I come back at you and I say, you don't care enough to do anything about it except add more crap into the air and talk. So there, you don't do anything. You're not doing anything to change this country, so don't scream at all the people who you think are ruining it. Because they're not ruining it. You're not doing anything. What? Are you, Des?
I know how to argue with the liberal.
You're not doing anything.
You're not doing anything.
I know that, and that's okay.
Okay, but no.
See? I can argue with me. I don't care.
I can argue with you because you don't give a crap.
Yeah, that's right. So what does that mean?
I'm being a liberal.
So what does that mean?
Person, but I don't really want to insult. I think you're really doing your best to do what you blindly think you are helping to help the country.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't do anything. I don't do anything. I admit to not doing anything. I don't even know why people call me a liberal. Is it because I have apathy? Do they have? Is all liberals have apathy? If they have apathy, you should be very easy to take over their minds and their process and their philosophy.
Responsibility. Why do you? Argue with them and call them racists.
Hello, did anybody hear me say that? Can we play that back, please, where I said, Jig, find that one, will you please?
That's great. He is fantastic.
I'll tell you, I don't talk like you.
Let's talk about that UFO tonight. I saw a UFO tonight earlier.
Yes, you wrote that to me in the thing. You went outside.
I
I've done my show about UFOs, and I think that there's no reason to do shows about it because if they are unidentified flying objects, so if they don't want to identify themselves, then screw them. Let them go. Who cares?
I'm going to make this real quick. This is true. When I was out smoking a cigarette and I was looking up, I always like looking up in the skies.
Yeah.
And I saw this bright star and it dimmed. I go, that's interesting. So I kind of watched it. And it came back up in the same spot. It's not
like
a satellite. And it dimmed again.
It's kind of like you.
Very interesting. It did that like six times.
Yeah. And then, so there it is, an unidentified object.
But what was it?
Who cares? It's an unidentified object. Identify it, maybe we could care, because it might mean something, but you can't put it into context if you can't identify it.
Yes, you can. It could be.
Could be.
Yeah. Dimensions.
Could be. Yeah, and I could be a cyborg. Who knows? Could be. Might be.
Quack, quack. Okay, let's let Jiggy in. I gotta go take a piss.
My God.
You mean you don't just do it right there?
Oh, sorry, I just did. Thanks a lot.
I just get a picture of him sitting there just going, all right, let's go. Let's continue.
My God.
This is Cthulhu Chronicles, and for God's sake, why I would even raise my voice in a political arena with the Dez is beyond me. But he just actually, when he talks politics, it proves, I don't say anything, it proves everything I say about that side. And we haven't even talked about the other side. The point here at Cthulhu Chronicles is that radio has become what you just heard, some person saying you're ruining the country, and another person saying I don't care, and that's why you're ruining. We should all care. And then the people who are saying we should all care and stand up, they can't even get their man into office, and they don't even know what they're doing. And then when he does get into office, he's the same as everyone else. So it doesn't matter. It does not matter. You say, that's what radio has become. And where are you on it? Probably not listening to it. If you're smart, you're out there doing your work, taking care of your family and doing what you got to do. Okay. Which obviously you are. And most people who consider themselves liberal are far more conservative than anybody would ever imagine. You know what I mean, Jake?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't want to give them that. They think that everybody doesn't think like them is, like you said, you're sitting around drinking your green tea and you're wondering about the air and the things and the ice and the global warming and the, it's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my. He could be on X-ray. What is it? X radio? What is it? Radio X?
Well, see, this is the thing. I would love to put him on that.
Yeah, he's
station.
Been putting us on for years.
They have an opening at the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hour when he would normally broadcast, and they have a loyal audience that would pay attention to him. And I'll tell you,
so
he would
do
be
it,
the
Des?
Biggest thing on the planet. But he wants to broadcast from his own website that no one goes to, that no one knows how to download the software.
He's a self-defeating prophecy. Self-defeating, is that? Self-defeating prophecy?
That's cool.
Russ Long is on.
Who?
Ross Long?
Who's Ross Long?
Ross Long was one of my camera guys when I was in Salina, Kansas.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's a...
He's on my... Ross Long
moved to Colorado so he could smoke marijuana.
Hey, let me ask you guys only some questions here. Let me be the moderator again.
Ross reference.
Let me be the moderator again. Des, what else do you do in life? What do you do? What do you do? What's your profession, or what do you do?
I can't get into that.
Okay, so you don't want to tell us what you do. But
professional internet live broadcaster.
Okay, so he's a professional internet broadcaster who doesn't broadcast. God bless him if he gets paychecks on that. And and Jig, you do any number of things, because there's all sorts of stuff going on, but it's all very local. The Kansas stuff, right?
We're doing Concerts for a Cause. Mm-hmm. We're doing the.
Now, when you say we, who's we? Is this the Jiggy Company?
I always just say me and all my associates. I just refer to them as we.
And you're on local cable television anymore?
Well, they booted me off there after I called their executive director an embezzler, because that's pretty much what she was. And I went through a 6-hour court battle with them because they were trying to silence my First Amendment freedom of speech.
Wow.
But we managed to get it all figured out, and we back. We, as the rappers say, we back in the building. And then of course I'm making all my millions over there on Fiverr, so I've got all that.
Oh, so he's doing, so that's what he does.
Make work.
Oh, you're in a prostitute.
I'm not a prostitute. No, that would be my friend Jennifer. She's the prostitute. But the, I don't know
what any of that just meant.
I don't know what any of that means. Yeah.
But this is Cthulhu Chronicles, and we're on here. We remind you that this is
a great broadcast.
This great broadcast that launches the year in broadcasting. We're here on 148.ca, and
longer than 2 hours.
It's what?
Can you go on longer than 2 hours?
I could, but I don't.
Why don't you?
Why would I?
Aren't you a progressive?
Why would I?
This is my show. My show goes from that to that to that, and that's it.
Just do it.
Yeah, that's what I do. See? Okay. There's no reason. I don't need to hear myself talk at all. I know we have an audience, and we do what we can do and have done. And you listen. Don't you listen religiously, Des?
What?
Don't you listen to this show religiously every week?
On Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we next week, as I said, Ben Cole, bright young comedian, Jeremy Long, who's also a bright young comedian, but if you've heard Ben before, it's a debut for Ben Cole, Ben Knoll on internet radio, and we'll have Tom Savino and me, who are former joke writers, and we even still write jokes. You can follow us all on Twitter and stuff. You don't even have a Twitter account, do you, Dad?
He does, but he never uses it.
I do.
Well, you should.
What to do with it, though?
Why don't you just write all the, the UFOs you see and stuff? You could do alerts.
Well, the problem is that when I opened my Twitter, whatever account, I started to get a bunch of followers, but they were like prostitutes and whores and people like that. So I just killed it.
Well, an audience is an audience. You know, when you find out, when you find your audience, you serve them. Is that not correct?
Exactamundo.
This is the 14th season of the New Millennium. So just seriously, you don't have to talk politics or anything, Des, but where is radio going?
The technology is moving so fast. I mean, from one thing to another, from Windows 98 to Windows 7, Windows 8, dumb phones and iPads. I mean, next thing you're going to do is stick a resistor in your palm of your hand.
So it's not going anywhere? Is that the answer? What's the answer?
All sorts of things.
I'm not going to, I want to be, don't laugh, but I am ignorant about these dumb phones. Mm-hmm. I got to get me one of those dumb phones, those smartphones, because everybody has one, so there must be something to it.
Okay, so that's where AM radio is going. It's going to smartphones. That's
right. Can you listen to radio on a smartphone?
Yes, it's just like having a transistor radio. It's just a different kind of reception.
But doesn't the battery go down after
right. Batteries go down, you recharge it. That's all.
Yes.
Can you listen to your show on a smartphone?
Many people are listening right now on their smartphones.
How much does a smartphone cost?
You can get it for nothing if you subscribe to a certain, like AT&T or Verizon or something. You can get the phone for your certain phones they give you for nothing.
Metro PCS?
I don't know. Look, you got an internet. Look on your internet. Try to buy and see if you want to get one. If you feel that's where it's going, but where is it going? Are there just going to be podcasts? Are there going to be stations? Stations are all on the, going to happen?
Like I said, I think AM, radio is kind of going to go away because people just don't listen to radio anymore. I think it's more of this technology crap. But you got to remember that all this
technology crap,
young people. So what kind of audience do you have with young people? You don't really have an audience with young people. You just have their attention. I mean, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. What do you think as we go into the waning moments of this annual?
I will have to say I am always entertained every single year by the shenanigans that this show has.
Okay.
From that first hour of us talking and reminiscing and talking about Bob Grant and all these things, and we go from Bob Grant to having the Dez on in one show.
I know.
It's like talk radio's worst, talk radio's best.
Now, this is alternative.
Vice versa.
This is the alternative. This is the alternative. We'd like to, Des, you can come on the show every now and then if you'd like to, if you have something to contribute, and then, just let me know.
Contribute?
Huh?
Except I can re-educate you from your political philosophy.
Yeah, you're right. No, I don't know. I don't need that. I don't need you to be belittling like that. Re-educate me because I'm so stupid in terms of what I think. It doesn't matter anyway.
Littering to
Yeah, right. You and the Eggman are going to educate.
Eggman, baby.
You'd have been better off if you'd have taken that entire Beatles album and let the Eggman do all those records. You probably could have sold.
Oh.
All he did was, I am the Eggman, I am the Eggman. You should have done Penny Lane. The Eggman could have done Penny Lane. The Eggman could have done all those songs. And then what? Then Apple would have come after you. You would have made the news. Remember, no press is bad press. And you'd have been rich right now.
I don't like my feelings hurt. But what do you think, Frank?
I think it's all over. I think it's all over. I think radio, right? I just right now is searching for what to do. And I don't know where they're going to wind up. But it's all over. It's all over for all those guys. And we're moving into I don't know if this new wave is going to be destructive, as it always is, or what have you. But, you know, the world is changing, and the world is not going to stop turning. And so that's why a lot of people are going to be left behind. You used to say that. Wasn't that your thing? Be gone, or what is it? Or be left behind, be left. What was your motto?
Be here or be left behind.
Yeah, be here or be left behind. It's very prophetic, not pathetic, prophetic of you, because that's exactly what's happening to all the...
I know, even though you can't hear, I'm not really broadcasting on there, I am actually trying to keep up with this crap, and it's hard to do. So maybe I'll be back.
maybe you'll be. Yeah.
This is Bez broadcasting from my mind to yours. Lord. Oh, anyway, I mean, crap like that gets people. I've had people come up and go, Lord.
See? You see? That's right. That's right. That's why wherever I go, people tell me about how they're going to replenish their precious bodily fluids.
But I'm going to ask Jiggy that, since he's younger than we are. I know Frank just turned 44.
Mm-hmm.
Jiggy turned 14. No, I'm kidding.
So ask him something. Come on, move on. Here, one. Go.
Jiggy, where's the technology to point towards? Is it iPhone, internet, iPads, or what? Where are younger people going to be listening to, say, somebody like the Dez?
Tune in radio.
Frank or anybody.
Tune in radio.
Tune in radio? That's what it's called? That's your prediction?
That's an app, and pretty much everybody and their brother's listening to Tune In. And if you, you know, I'm on Tune In. Jag 24/7 is on TuneIn.
So people are just going to be broadcasting, and then you can go to that menu and find out who's on and
be able to. You can plug it into your car stereo,
there you go.
And you can.
Wow.
There's all sorts of things that are happening, but I'll tell you, I just really hope that Dez at some point, you know, decides that he wants to actually make it a go, because I think he could be the biggest thing on the face of this earth. He would just let me put him on some radio stations and actually keep a schedule and get some guests and broadcast.
So keep listening, friends, because this could happen. And, you know, as you remember, this happened once. Remember this? Remember this?
Okay, let me see here. Let me put this all into perspective. We started this program tonight listening to Frank Cotolo do his fine radio broadcast from amcast.com.
It was far out, though. Was that not far out?
Appreciate this. Calling in tonight.
What we did. You heard what we did. I didn't even think we could do that.
We had everything from me hosting the Dez show tonight.
Let's move ahead here.
What we did.
What did we do?
We put all three on the air.
We put all three
and,
on the air.
Then it just became a drunken orgy of violence.
Yes.
I gave him breakdown, play-by-play.
And stuff here, like that.
This is what went on, right?
I am very intelligent.
We stepped it up, and we got it done.
We're with you. Listen to the story about a man named Dez. Poor big jerk.
Fast blast before I move on.
Oh, flash past my ass.
Okay, that one is up and running. And
this is what radio should be. It should be this.
I'm going to go ahead and address the fast blast.
Don't you just love this?
He
has no frickin' idea this is going on.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do that one day. We'll play the whole thing. You guys still there?
Yes.
Well, it's time to go. Thank you for being here. I certainly enjoyed, once again, having you on. Jiggy Jaguar's on Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays. I don't know. He's on. He's all over the place, right? One guy's not on at all and wants to be on. The other guy's on constantly.
That's right.
When are you on, Jig? Quick.
I'm on Sundays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific. And then I'm also on Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Pacific, and pretty much 24/7 at JIGGY.com.
KJAG Radio, that's it. There they go.
And, Radio.
Hey, Dez, stay in touch, and we'll...
You're sleeping in your dream.
Good night. The Jiggy Jaguar and the Dez. These are two giants, pioneers of alternative broadcasting. And two of the reasons why it's as poor as it is today. So we'll say good night to them. Good night, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. There they go, and I'm telling you this wonderful thing that I'm telling you right now. We're going to be out of here. So here goes me. We'll be back next week. It's a comedy cavalcade. It's going to be a lot of fun with Ben Noll and Jeremy Long and Tom Savino and me. For now, I'm Frank Cotullo. Be good to everyone. Happy New Year, and let's do this. Let's take this monkey pilot and trip to the moon and even go further. Let's go to bed. Let's go to our bath, and let's go beyond. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you may be. I'm Frank Cotullo. I'll leave you now because, believe it or not, we got nothing more to say.